Shalom lekulam.
Hello everyone. We are reading the study of the 10 Sefirot, and now we want to gather and prepare for the reading and build a common intention to be in one heart. And for that purpose, now we will watch a clip by Rav Lightman. We're not talking about these actions that now we're going to perform them. It seems to us as so simple compared to the three lines and the restrictions and muffled rises to Yesod and everything that we have, the Pertufim of the Se'arot and what we have in the world of Atzilut. This is very complicated. Here it seems to us as simple. Desire, screen, pleasure. It wants, he wants or he doesn't want. The host is here and I make a calculation versus him. It's good if we think that way. And as much as we try to feel ourselves in that, it's okay. Of course, the souls are not there yet, and we are not in this state, and we cannot be in this state. But this effort, we identify with these actions, it starts to work in us, and then we begin in that to be more and more incorporated in all of these discernments. But again, the most important thing is the intention, as he explains to us in item 17 in the introduction to this. Therefore, the student obligates before the beginning the study to strengthen in his faith, meaning to attain a need for bestowal and the power to bestow. This is actually the Torah that should bring us the reforming light. So, knowledge, as much as we understand it or we don't, certainly now this cannot be the most important thing, because also only from your actions do we know you. That is, if we will reach these spiritual forces, if we will perform these actions, then we will feel inside of us what it is even. Direct light, reflected light, sparks, descending, clashing, etc. And then we won't depict these things to ourselves intellectually, but it will live in us. So the most important for us is the intention, in order to draw the reforming light. So let's enter the reading now. We are reading in the study of the 10 Sefirot, Volume 1, Chapter 4, reading about the Sefirot of the Akudim, explains the striking and clash between the descending reflected light and the records which occurred during the departure of the lights to the emanator. The vessels, which are the letters, were made from the sparks that emerged by the striking. The texts are from the records. Contains 8 issues. Item 1. Malchut is called a mirror without light, because her light did not come back down into her vessel. You should know that all 9 lights rose back up and left a record in their place. However, Malchut rose in her entirety, leaving no record in her place. This is the meaning of what is written in the Zohar and in the Tikkunim, corrections, that Malchut is called a mirror that has no light of its own. This matter has already been explained above regarding the vessel of Malchut, whose light did not come back down into her vessel, but remained in the vessel of Yesod. Now we will see another clip by Rav Lightman. We need to understand also the matter of the record, that in all of the desires, in the entire Pertuf of Galgalta, where there are Malchuyot, Malchut, it's not at the last phase, it's not Malchut that is lost. Malchut is the essence of the vessel, but when we say that the last phase, the greatest desire that was there before, it now disappears from usage. This is called that Malchut does not leave any record.
We
need to explain these words correctly. What? There's no Malchut, then there won't be Zeranpin, and then there won't be any Bina, nothing will be left. No, that's impossible. We always work with Ten Sefirot, with the entire package. Rather, what it means is that the last discernment in the desires on which there was a shivug, a coupling, it departs from usage. And this lack that it is no longer used remains in Galgalda. And it's the same in Ab. A lack will remain from the departure from Ag, Ab to Sag. So the lacks always remain in the upper one. We're continuing to read. Let's renew our intention. We're reading again in the study of the Ten Sefirot, first volume 1, part 4, reading Inner Light, item 1. In the second expansion, when the coupling emerged only on the level of Chochmah, by which the lights in her were swapped, where the light of Chochmah came in the vessel of Keter, and the light of Binah in the vessel of Chochmah, etc., and the light of Malchut in the vessel of Yesod. Thus, the vessel of Malchut remained without light. We'll see a clip with Rav Lightman. When the lights are drawn from above, then there is Ab, which is in Galgalta, versus the previous parts of the Keter in Galgalta, and between them there is a difference. That is, Galgalta, let's say, which is Keter, Chochmah, Binah, Zeranpin, and Malchut, drew the light from Ein Sof. It filled itself. This is actually its toch. It's inside. Now it draws Ab. Also five sefirot, also Naran Chai, it cannot be less than that, but it is filled less than before. It's as if only a part in each phase in it is filled. This is called Ab. And then, when it is filled a little bit, it already passes it on to the external Ab. That is, in Galgalta, there is what it drew to itself. Now Ab emerges, according to the Rishim of 4 over 3. These records go up to Galgalta, and Galgalta draws from Ein Sof what is required for Ab. So what it receives for Ab also expands inside of her, but it fills her a little bit, those vessels of her. There is already a lack in Galgalta, a feeling of a lack, which she gives to Ab less than how she feels herself. And this difference between how she feels herself versus what she now passes on to Ab, this difference is felt in her as the gap, the difference between the degrees. We're continuing to read in the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 4, reading Item 2 in the words of the Ari. There is another, the second reason that Malchut is called a mirror without light is that she did not leave a record in her vessel. There is another reason. When her light rose, he did not leave any record in her at all. However, the record that remained in the vessel of Yesod for its own need shined from there in the vessel of Malchut as well. And we will see a clip with Rav Lightman. There is light in Malchut, but not her own light, but rather whatever Yesod shines from it to her. Why? Again, because in Malchut there was a decision that the light would no longer be received in the greatest desire, because there was a clash between the surrounding light and the inner light. So it cannot be; they can't withstand it on the one hand. On the other hand, there's no other desire below Malchut into which she can shine. And there are a few other explanations, because in spirituality it's all closed from all sides. It's correct from all sides. Just like in a complete vessel, many details as they're there, there are always also a similar number of reasons why it is happening. So let's remember to renew our intention and our connection and keep reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 4. Hebrew, it's page 234, item 3 in the words of the Ari. A coupling by striking between the descending reflected light from Yesod to Malchut and the first light of the ascending Malchut. Item 3. When the light of Malchut rose to Yesod, Yesod illuminated in the vessel of Malchut through the posterior of Yesod as reflected light. Then the descending reflected light in the vessel of Malchut encounters the first ascending light of Malchut herself. One clashed with the other, and sparks came down from the descending reflected light into the vessel of Malchut. And we will see a clip by Rav Lightman. So this, let's say, is Yesod, and here is Malchut. From the one side, the light rises from Malchut to Yesod. From the other side, the light descends from Yesod to Malchut. Right? This is reflected light, and here it's reflected light. So what is the difference between this reflected light and that reflected light? This is the descending reflected light from Yesod, and this is an ascending reflected light from Malchut. According to their nature, they're opposite to each other. And so they clash. In this clash, out of this clash, sparks Nitzotzim or Nitzotzot fall into the vessel of Malchut. And we are continuing to read in the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 4, page 232 in Hebrew, Inner Light, Item 2. It has already been explained that all the levels that emerge on a path of refinement are regarded as reflected light and judgment, although there is direct light in them as well. However, because they are extended through the posterior, meaning on the path of the refinement of the coarseness called anterior, The direct light is also regarded as judgment. It is said, Yesod illuminates in the vessel of Malchut through the posterior of Yesod, where all these ten sefirot of direct light and reflected light together are discerned as posterior and judgment. However, we must still understand that the entire reflected light that descends from Yesod to the vessel of Malchut is only reflected light without any direct light. It is so because since the place of the coupling and the screen is in the vessel of Yesod, meaning in phase 3, that screen detains the direct light, so that none of it will expand from phase 3 downward. Thus, all that descends from Yesod to the vessel of Malchut is only reflected light and not direct light. Hence, the Ari's precision as reflected light. And we will see a clip by Rav Lightman. When these sparks are always from the screen, from the reflected light, They are also always through the intensification of the vessels. And so when we correct these sparks from the shattering, not these ones, but the sparks from the shattering, by that we reach the screen. The sparks inside of us are from the intensification of the vessel. However, we just need the lights to correct them, so indeed we will have these forces of overcoming or intensification. We do not forget about our intention and the connection between us, and we keep reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 4, page 232 in Hebrew. We're reading Item 3, Inner Light. This light is on the level of Ketel. It regards the greater courses as anterior, and the descending reflected light lowers the great coarseness of phase 4, preferring the more refined phase 3, which is in contrast with the ascending light of Malchut. This is the reason they clash with each other. It will be further explained in inner observation. We'll see another clip by Rav Lightman. Reflected light is a concept which means that it's light that returns the created being to be as the creator. And it happens in every state and in all the different manners, in all the different actions, so that each and every such action, the created being tries to reach identification with the creator, it is called reflected or returning light. Here, because on the one hand, the entire action from the clash in the Tabur onward occurred because he wants to be even in greater adhesion. Because of it, he concedes the surrounding light. So this whole action is called reflected light. Inside this action, there are many internal actions, where each one of them, because it comes from this direction of refinement, it's also called reflected light. You see, so we need to understand that in spirituality, there are so many details. It's not like in our world, although our world seems to us as full of details, but compared to spirituality, it is simply zero, nothing. And besides, in spirituality, nothing disappears, but rather each time according to the time, meaning according to the state, it becomes revealed. And so, as much as he lets us taste a little bit here and there certain concepts, we settle for that. Now we want to keep reading. We're renewing our intention and the connection between us. We'll keep reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 4, Chapter 4, reading on page 233 in Hebrew, reading item 4 in Inner Light. They are called sparks because of the similarity to the sparks that emerge from under a hammer, which shine and burn out instantly, as it is written in the Zohar. However, the analogy is not quite the same as the lesson. The sparks that emerge under the hammer shine for a moment and instantly vanish, and their place remains unknown. Conversely, these sparks here, as well as the 248 sparks, although they instantly burn out because of the departure of the coupling to a higher phase, which is phase 2, nevertheless, they do not vanish from there, as it is known that there is no absence in the spiritual. Their self and reality remain there, and later regain their strength when a second expansion reaches there. We'll continue with item 5, Inner Light. It is the coarse light that remains below after the departure of the first expansion, which is the essence of the vessels that belong to the first expansion of Akudim. This is where the lights placed their records. And this is where the sparks from the reflected light fell. As the Ari said above.
And
we are going to move to item 4 in the words of the Ari. The vessel of Yesod was made from the sparks that fell from the striking of light that comes through its posterior in the record. And the tags were made of the record that shines from afar. Item 4. When Yesod rose, it placed a record in its place. When the light came through its posterior, it struck that record, and sparks fell from it. And the face of the vessel of Yesod was made of them. That record illuminated in that vessel from afar and did not enter it. This is the meaning of the text. Now we will read Inner Light, item 6. For the second expansion, which comes afterwards, called Partsuf Ab of Ak. Though the vessel of Yesod of Akudim here was made of the coarse light that remained below after the departure of the first expansion. We are continuing with item 7. Inner light. Study the words of the Ari thoroughly in part 4, chapter 3, item 9, and inner light, item 80. Know that after the coupling in the upper vessel had stopped and rose above it, the illumination of the coupling from the lower vessel necessarily stopped as well. At that time, the sparks that descended there are put out too. Therefore, the record, which was above the vessel, can therefore clothe the vessel once more as in the beginning. However, that illumination from afar, called tanks, did not stop from the vessel afterwards.
So
there is no absence in the spiritual. As it says, the Shekhinah never moves, etc. We will continue to item 5 in the words of the Ari. Three discernments in the 10 Sefirot. Keter, the other Sefirot, and Malchut. Keter left a record and not a vessel. The other Sefirot left records and vessels, and Malchut left a vessel and not a record. Item 5. So did all the Sefirot do, except for Keter, which left the record for Chochmah. However, he did not make a vessel. Since when the rest of the Sefirot rise up by striking in what is above them, and the striking of the record became the vessels. But the Keter had no one to strike his record as he rose. For this reason, his vessel was still not completed. Thus, the Keter left a record and not a vessel. While the rest of the Sefirot left a record and a vessel, and the vessel of Malchut left a vessel and not a record. And we will move on into item 8, inner light. It means that that record became the phase of the vessel of the male, of the light of Chokhmah, in Keter of the second expansion called Ab of Ak. Diary writes, for Keter, which left the record for Chokhmah, however, he did not make a vessel. This means that he did not make a vessel for the female of the light of Chokhmah in the vessel of Keter of the second expansion. Item 9 in inner light. The Ari has already written that the essence of the phase of the vessels of Akudim was made of the coarse light that remained from the light of the departure, of the light of departure itself. You can therefore see that this does not refer to the vessel of Keter itself, but to the vessels of the second expansion, which come after the current departure, where there are the phase of male and the phase of female in the vessel of Keter. It's the same in the vessel of Chokhmah, Bina, Yesod, and Malchut, as the Ari writes below. The vessels of the males from there were made of the records that remain in the vessels of Akudim, and the vessels of the females were made of the sparks that fall from the reflected light that descends into the vessels of Akudim here. It is said, Keter, which left the record for Chokhmah, meaning the vessel of the male of the light of Chokhmah in the vessel of Keter of the second expansion, but did not make a vessel, meaning for the female there. And now we will see a summary clip. This is the entire wisdom of Kabbalah, that it gives a person the possibility to feel states that are in between the degrees, that I am in a certain state, and with respect to the next state, I begin to feel a deficiency, discomfort, confusions, and all kinds of things. And the difference between the states, it's not like in this world. There, the difference is in changing my awareness in the vessels, in the qualities, in everything. And then it turns out that I begin to understand that I never feel the external world, and it does not exist, but rather it all takes place within me, inside of me, in contrast to a certain eternal, whole, absolute source called His Self. And how can I measure myself towards His Self? So they say that for this you were given a record of clothing and a record of coarseness. You, with respect to the environment, you within reason and you above reason, which are the same discernments, it's the same thing. However, it's in different manners that you are being given the same discernment, so that if you play with it correctly, you play with it. It's really a game. Then within reason and above reason, me compared to the environment, and more, all kinds of such things, I therefore begin, how shall I put it, I can begin to raise myself to higher degrees and to be connected not with my state, but to discover inside of my state the upper root of this state. That I discover both the vessels and also the sparks and the lights. I discover from the lights from this Naran Chai, I also discover their root in the Yechida. So this was the end. Dear friends, you are all invited to our World Kabbalah La'am Congress, Rising Above Reason, that will take place on Shabbat and Rishon, Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and 19th of May. For details and registration, please go to our website, convention.kli.one. Thank you very much for participating today. And in